Welcome to the Watoto Church podcast. Prepare your heart as we listen to the message.
All right, let's pray. Father, I want to thank you so much for the power of your word. And now I pray that as we hear your word, would you speak to us and inspire us, we pray, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, I want to welcome all of you in all your locations, wherever you are. I do know you've had a great service so far. Today, I want to take this opportunity and just add some thoughts to what we began last week as we were unpacking our theme for 2020 as Watoto Church. And our theme is the kingdom of God first. That's the theme. We put Jesus first. We are not ashamed. We never apologize to anybody that we live for one kingdom. We live for one God. And we live for his glory. So the kingdom of God first. And we said last week that we need to reflect the culture of God's kingdom in our everyday life. But we also said that we must be actively engaged in advancing and growing God's kingdom. And that is simply by winning people, winning the lost for Jesus. That's how we grow God's kingdom. I love what the late evangelist Reinhard Bonnke said, that we must exist to populate heaven and empty hell. That's such a powerful statement. And so that's how we put God's kingdom first. We are involved in growing his kingdom. So today, as I build some more thoughts on our theme, there are just three critical aspects that I want to share with us today that should shape our thinking when it comes to the kingdom of God being first in our lives individually, but for us as a family here at Watoto, as Watoto family. And here's the first thought that I want to share with you. We must recognize that as Watoto Church, we exist for a kingdom mandate. Every Watoto Church location, wherever God has placed us, my friends, we exist in that community for a kingdom mandate. And that mandate captures God's purpose for Watoto. And that purpose is in our vision, by the way, in our vision statement, which is to be an English-speaking, cell-based community church, celebrating Christ, growing and multiplying as each one reaches one, touching those around us with the love of Jesus, bringing healing to the cities and the nations. That is our specific kingdom mandate as Watoto here in Uganda and in South Sudan. So Watoto family, I just want to remind us that we are not here on our own agenda. We are here on God's agenda. We are here on God's agenda. I love the story of Jesus, who understood his kingdom mandate. One time, Jesus and his family, parents and siblings, went to Jerusalem for the festival of Passover. And after the festival, the parents made their way back home and they didn't realize Jesus wasn't with them. Jesus was in the temple and he was discussing serious matters with the teachers of the law. So Jesus' parents come looking for him. They come back 3 days later and find Jesus in the temple having discussions with these teachers of the law. So Jesus' mother was so distressed and she says, "Son, how could you do this to us?" And in Luke chapter 2, verse 49, this is what Jesus said, because he understood this kingdom mandate. He said, "Why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?" Jesus knew his father's mandate, his kingdom mandate. And that kingdom mandate today is being expressed through the church. Jesus said, "I will build my church." And then he says about another kingdom. Because listen, friends, there are two kingdoms that are at war. There's the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. And so he says, "I will build my church," his church, "and the gates of hell," the kingdom of darkness, "will not prevail against it." I want to assure you, my friends, it doesn't matter what society thinks about the Church of Jesus Christ. We are on a kingdom mandate, and the kingdom of darkness will not stop this mandate. That's why we are bold, and we say that beginning 2020 into the new decade, we are going to put God's kingdom first. So number one, recognize as Watoto Church, we exist for the kingdom mandate, which is a God mandate. Now, secondly, I also wanted to recognize, and it's just three thoughts that I want to leave with you, is that in order to fulfill this kingdom mandate, each of us must recognize that we all have a kingdom assignment. We all have a kingdom assignment. Our story as Watoto starts 36 years ago, when God spoke to Gary and Marilyn, said, go to Kampala, Uganda, downtown, plant an English-speaking church, and out of the church, I'll touch the city and the nation. That was a specific assignment to Gary and Marilyn. And that assignment captures the mandate for Watoto Church. But when God called Gary and Marilyn, he didn't expect Gary and Marilyn to just do the work themselves. God was going to call people who would become a part of the Watoto family, and each of them would have a specific role to play in achieving God's mandate. So friends, I want you to know that you are not just a church member. You are a part of the kingdom of God, and you are a part of the people that God is looking to achieve his mandate, and he has given you a specific assignment. You need to recognize that and embrace that very truth that we are on a kingdom assignment. So when you go to work, my friends, don't just go to work for work's sake. Go to work recognizing God gave you that job in order to fulfill a kingdom assignment. When you do business, don't just do business. Do that business recognizing you have been assigned by God to do business that will advance God's kingdom. So this year, this is my desire and our desire, that this whole kingdom mindset will become a reality for you. We have a kingdom mandate, and you as a member of Watoto Church need to recognize that God has given you a specific kingdom assignment. Now, I'll have a story that I read some time back. Actually, heard it some time back and decided to read it again. And this is about the former president of the United States, John F. Kennedy. When he became a president, he gave a very particular mandate to the nation of America. And he wanted them to conquer new territory, and that was space. So he challenged his nation and said, as the U.S., we are going to be the first to put a man on the moon. And he gave a speech, a powerful speech, and I'll just read a portion of it. He said, we choose to go to the moon, and that was the mandate. And he said, we choose to do it in this decade and also do other things. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that goal itself will serve to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills. Because that challenge is one that we are willing to accept, and it is one we are unwilling to postpone, and it is one that we intend to win. He gave a mandate to the U.S., said, we are going to put a man on the moon. And one day, John F. Kennedy went to the NASA headquarters where they were building all these spaceships and going up into the moon and doing all the science behind it. And he found a gentleman sweeping the floor. And so John F. Kennedy, the story goes, asked this man, so what are you doing? This man turned to the president and said, sir, we are putting a man on the moon. This janitor understood his kingdom mandate, but he also understood his kingdom assignment. If I use the context of the U.S., he knew I'm not just sweeping the floor. I may not know science, but I know why we are here is to put a man on the moon. Listen, Watoto Church friends, if anybody asks you, what are you doing? Don't just say, I'm a CEO here. Tell them, I'm here to bring healing to the cities and the nation. That's a person who understands the kingdom mandate and recognizes their kingdom assignment. What does that mean for us? Whatever we do, we must do it for the glory of God. That means that your thinking should never just be like anybody else's thinking. The Bible says we are ambassadors of Christ. We are here on behalf of the kingdom of God. The day you become a child of God, you've signed up to become an ambassador. You have dual citizenship. And one citizenship supersedes the other. And this is what Paul said. I'm a citizen of heaven, first and foremost. You are an ambassador. You are on assignment here, a kingdom assignment to fulfill God's kingdom mandate. My final thought that I want to leave with you before the campus pastor comes up and he will just boil this down and relate it to your campus is that, yes, we have a kingdom mandate and each of us has a kingdom assignment. But in order for us to be effective, we need to build and develop our kingdom relationships. And there is two kingdom relationships that I want to share here. The first, the primary one, without which it would be impossible for us to fulfill our kingdom mandate, is we need to build our relationship with the King of Kings, with God Almighty. Putting God first means I am going to prioritize my relationship with God. I'm going to make sure I grow my relationship. Not only that, in order for us to do what God has called us to do, we cannot do it in our own strength. We need the power of God. We need Holy Spirit power. We can never fulfill our mandate in our own strength. A person who understands the kingdom of God recognizes that in order for us to fulfill the kingdom mandate and do our kingdom assignment, we need kingdom power. And that's the power of the Holy Spirit. In the Old Testament, when the children of Israel had returned from exile and they began to rebuild the temple, some people began to despise them, saying, listen, your temple already, the foundation is way too smaller than what was there before. And they began to laugh at them. Now, if you think about people who are just returning from exile, they don't have much. But I love how God encouraged the children of Israel when he spoke to Zerubbabel. He said to him, this rebuilding of the temple is not going to be by might. It's not going to be by power, but by the Spirit of the living God. Are you a little bit concerned about how you're going to be involved in building God's kingdom this year? Listen, my friend. It's not going to be by your power or by your strength. It's going to be by the Spirit of the living God. It's not by might, not by power, but by His Spirit. When the disciples were getting ready to be sent out, Jesus' final words with them, He started to talk to them, and they began to talk about the kingdom, but they thought it was a political kingdom. And Jesus says to them, listen, it's not for you to know the times that the Father has set, but here's what I want you to know. Go wait in Jerusalem, and you will receive power to be my witnesses. We can never fulfill God's kingdom mandate for us as Watoto, or you can never fulfill your assignment, your kingdom assignment, in your own strength. We need the power of the Holy Spirit. We need the power of God. We need to build our relationship with God. But secondly, in terms of kingdom relationships, and finally, is we need each other. We cannot do life alone. We need each other. I love the terms that the Bible uses. When you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the Bible says he gives you the power to become a child of God, a son of God, a daughter of God. And when you become a part of God's kingdom, this is what happens. We are not just church mates. We are not just cell mates in the same cell. We become brother and sister. In other words, we become family. We need each other. One of the prayers Jesus prayed for his disciples is that they would be one. As Watoto Church, we're on 13 locations for now, 13 different campuses. We meet in different places, but we are one church. We are one family. You're my brother. You're my sister. And together, we will build God's kingdom. So what have I been saying today as I conclude? Number one, as Watoto family, we exist for the king's mandate. And that is the kingdom mandate. It's captured in our vision. But secondly, each of us has a role to play in this kingdom mandate. And that is our kingdom assignment. Our kingdom assignment. You better get to know what that assignment is. And for us to achieve our kingdom mandate and for us to do our very specific kingdom assignment, we need to build kingdom relationships. First, with God, depending on God. But secondly, with each other. As we do that, we will see the kingdom of God advance, and we will see the kingdom of God grow. And Jesus promised, if we seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, you don't have to worry about other things. All these other things will be added to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Tune in next time as we continue to explore the scriptures and learn how we can overcome fear with our faith. For comments and feedback or counseling, write to connect@watotochurch.com.